Banter Podcast with Paul and Jettis.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Recording on release day, which is always fucking dodgy. It's Tuesday the fucking, what is it? 8th. We're coming at you live and crispy with the new microphones. You know, who am I? Joe Rogan? Up in here, it's only taken about 8 years of podcasting before I went, you know what? I've bought myself 17,000 microphones over the years. Let me just shell out the big money and get myself the fucking Shure SM7B. Yeah? Yeah. So here we are. Hopefully this is crispy. We're on a constant... This is Patreon in action, guys. This is an ad for Patreon. If you were listening last week and you're like, man, he fucking hits the desk a lot. You know, he fucking touches the mic too much. Those days are gone. We've got a fucking bass on this, which is actually meant for holding a mic on an actual fucking set of drums or something. So that weighs 3 kilos. I couldn't move that if I wanted to. Hopefully it eliminates a bit of desk noise. We're getting a new desk. This is obviously a good microphone. It's all fucking, you know, I don't know what the terms are. Condenser? Did I say that right? It's got a pop shield in it. You know what I mean? It just picks up the voice, hopefully, thick and clear. But not too much. Like a blind boy where you can hear, you know, like his fucking tonsils working in the back. You can hear his saliva glands going like... Which, you know, if you're listening to that on any good quality headphones, you want to fucking punch yourself in the taint. So here we are. We've got a good mic. We're reinvesting the Patreon money that's coming in. That's what we do. We rent the office. We get producers. We get microphones. Keep that product top notch, guys. Okay? And you can do that. You can support that through patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. That's where we put all the shit. We put all the shit there first, okay? This podcast goes up there first. Well, this is a regular broadcast one, so it will go up there. It'll go out on fucking iTunes. It'll go out on Spotify. All that shit. I didn't get $100 million for my Spotify deal. You know, I'll have words. But, yeah, and then we have a couple more podcasts during the week. They go up there. If we have any video content of, you know, which we're going to have a lot of in the next while, it all goes up there first. So you're basically getting all the little secret, all the secret material, all the secret discussions. You can submit questions for this very podcast. So very exciting times. The podcast is also sponsored by our boys, flowcbdltd.com. By the way, shout out to those guys. Get some product down to this office because I drank the other five of them. I know you're supposed to do 3 droplets. I was like... I'm taking it. It tastes good. Yeah, they're guys that we know, good guys, starting just a good ethical business. You know what I mean? I think they wanted to go into CBD to initially give to their dogs. And then they developed that into human CBD. So you can now give it to a human. Okay? But yeah, I've taken CBD for a long time. It's basically, just take it like a supplement. Let it work in the background. Let it work on the inflammation. You know, it will ease... You know, things like anxiety and depression. Just to fuck, you know what I mean? Just take the edges off life. Just fucking lube up the wheels to get you moving. It's good shit. You know, if you're working out a lot, if you're got a bit of stiffness or soreness, don't be taking fucking ibuprofens and all that shit. Just drop some fucking CBD in your body. Let it just oil it up. You know what I'm saying? The link's in the description below. You can go to flowcbdltd.com. And if you're on the Patreon, there is a discount code. Where you get 10% off that motherfucker. So, there you go. What can you do? Let me address some things from last week, okay? Hatred. I was getting hatred online. I was getting fucking... I did a podcast with Weston from Hunk Papa. It was a great chat. Thought it was a great chat. And one of the topics that we touched on was dogs. We're saying like, oh, you know, this and I prefer these dogs and, you know... He's talking about staffies, and he's like, oh, staffies will rip a baby's face off. And I said, no, they won't. They're very, very friendly. But, you know, I think it's the dogs that are, you know, strong, powerful, that maybe are dangerous if they're not handled correctly. Do you know what I mean? Is a fucking Yorkie with a bad temper as dangerous as a staffie with a bad temper? I don't think so. You know? Still rip a baby's face off, not a bother. But we talked about that. We're just shitting the breeze, you know what I mean? Talking shit a wee bit. But here, I've never felt hate like it in my life. Don't offend the fucking dog. Slag off whoever you want, you know what I mean? The gays, the transes, the vegans, whatever. You say anything about dogs, people are like, I'll fucking legit come round there. and fucking burn your office down if you say anything fucking bad about cockapoos. What is a cockapoo anyway? Apparently, you should go into business breeding cockapoos because motherfuckers are paying through the goddamn roof for them. Cockapoo. I wonder, is that what my sister... My sister bought this dog and it's about 3 months old and it looks 15. Is that a cockapoo? Just a fucking owl. Just looks like a teddy. Not into it. Not into those dogs. And I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but it looks like it smells. Do you have a dog now? What is it? Big Alsatian. Yep. To keep all the ethnic minorities off the lawn. Isn't that right? Down there in Newcastle. It's trained anytime it hears certain words and it's fucking off. Isn't it the old ex-police dog? You say immigrant to it and it fucking take your throat out. Is it a girl or a man? What's it called? Aussie. Oh, yeah, boy. Great stuff. Maureen's family got a little Jack Russell for a while, and we called it Lemmy. And him and the other dog thought it would be great crack to just team up and go around and just eat sheep. So Lemmy didn't last long. You know, he was rehomed because he just couldn't. He was going to get killed. Basically, a farmer had come around and he's like, listen, you want to put a price on life. He's like, these dogs are biting sheep and I will fucking kill them with a shotgun. And I was like, bro, why don't you take the Labrador and sell it? Because you'll get, I don't know how much. How much is a sheep? Will I Google that? How much is that sheep? Scooter style. How much does a sheep? One, how much does a sheep weigh? Imagine Googling that. Listen, I'm trying to steal a lot of these. How many fits in a fucking Fiesta? How much does a sheep cost? There's someone at home just being like, fucking favor. Got it. Fucking getting my cookie stolen by farmingads.co.uk. Bro, here it varies, big style. Oh, wow. 36. You see, listen to this. You can get, is this Herdwicks? I don't know what that is. £60 for 36 of the bastards. You know what I mean? At that point, just give them away. How much did you, how many's there? 36. Just, what would you take for it? Well, I don't know, I'll be looking at least a tenner each. I'll give you a 60 for 36. How does that break down? Do you do the mathematics? Then again, three of these black nose motherfuckers, they are cute though, $3,000. So they're $3,000 for three. And there's one there for 65 quid. But then, what a piece of shit an old Herdwick is. You can't give the Herdwicks away. Do you know what £60 paying for there? Diesel. To get them out of your fucking sight. Oh, that they're fully disposable. I mean, I hope this guy who was getting his fucking sheep eaten by two dogs, I hope he had a bunch of Herdwicks, because you know what I mean? You throw him a fiver and you're like, get yourself some sheep, you cunt. Buy yourself some new sheeps. But then them other ones there, that's the fucking Ferrari of Ferrari. I could never go buy a Ferrari because I can't say it really. Can I get a Ferrari? Three valets, nose, black nose, you. They're cute. I would take those. Yeah, they're too cute. You see, I think people are getting those for like petting zoos and stuff because they're very cute, those ones now, must say. This one says registered Jacob Rams / Tups for sale. And it's a picture of cows. Anyway. Hey, what a waste of fucking 3 minutes that was. Jesus Christ. But anyway, yeah, what I'm saying is just don't speak ill of the dogs or you'll get the fucking owners coming after you. They'll fucking come after you real hard. I have a staffie and I leave the fucking 2-month-old child with it all day at the house and the dog feeds the baby and all. I'm sure it does. I'm sure you get some good eggs. But who knows? I'm not a dog guy. I've no idea. Hey, you know, I talk all the shit of the day, but at the end of the day, if you have a dog with you and it's friendly, I'm letting it lick the inside of my mouth. And that's how it goes every time. I don't give a fuck what dog it is. I spelled that every... Well, that's a bad advertisement from a new cup. I got new cups, guys. The General Keep Cup. It's insulated. It's got a great little lid there that seals. They're amazing. Let me see. Phenomenal. But yeah, I got heat about the dogs. Somebody, you know, I talked last week about the... What's his name? Jake Rittenhouse? Or what's his name? The guy that shot some people up in the street. People were getting heated on Twitter, man. Some guy sent me a message. What did he say there? You know, people need to realize this is not the news. People watch this podcast like, man, you got it incorrect. Who am I, fucking CBS, man? Let me see. We're going down. Man, load quicker. All right, okay. He goes, Colin Geddes, and then in quotes, the protesters were trying to kick the gun out of Rittenhouse's arms when he opened fire. Jesus Christ, lad, if you're not going to follow what's happening, just don't talk about it. I'm coming here for fucking reliable news. And you... Oh, by the way, tell me that's not what fucking didn't happen. At a certain point, the protesters were trying to kick the gun out of the guy's hand, and he shot them. That did happen. Now, what's the backstory? I didn't see the bit before that, okay? So apparently someone shot in the air, and then there was some sort of, you know, they were chasing the guy. Obviously, he felt threatened, and he's like, oh my God, bang, bang, shoots a guy's arm off, kills another guy. Did he feel threatened? Maybe. You know, you can keep going back in this story and just go back and back and back, and maybe the issue isn't, you know, the intricacies of how the fight started. The issue might be that a 17-year-old shouldn't have a machine gun at a riot. Am I right, guys? Oh, I think you need to look into it. I think actually one of the guys was shooting in the air and he felt threatened and all. Maybe study for your fucking AS levels instead of letting off rounds at a riot, bro. Also, do you not think motherfuckers be fucking praying that some shit kicks off? You know, you don't... If you're not in the armed forces and you're not even 18 yet and you're at home and your ma's like, I got you an AR-15 for your Christmas present. And you go, right, there's some stuff in time. Let's go in, let's protect a business. And I'll gear up, I'll put a fucking bulletproof vest on. I'll get all my tactical gear on. And I'll bring my machine gun. Do you think you're going to be in any way fulfilled if you go home and you go, yep, clean sheet tonight, didn't have to kill anybody? Brilliant, that's what I like, a bit of peaceful protesting. The guy was like, listen, I think I'm a cop. I'm just not old enough to get in there yet. My ma, for some reason, instead of buying me a PlayStation, has got me a fucking AR-15. You know, I wish a motherfucker would. You know, he's going into town being like, listen, I'm ready to shoot someone. You know, like, if you're fucking in some urban area in fucking London and you're carrying a knife, it's usually because it's like, I'm willing to use this if any shit kicks off. And it looked a lot, you know, to me, like they were trying to kick a gun out of a kid's hand. But once again, don't be coming to me for the news. This is, it even says in the description somewhere, ill-informed chat. That's your disclaimer, bro. What's next? I'm going to be like, oh, I'm, I've, I've, I'm going away on a road trip the weekend, think it might be sunny, and then someone pops up on Monday, like, you fucking said it was going to be sunny and it rained. Who am I, Barra Best? Up in this bitch? I took betting tips off you and put money on a fucking football match. Like, listen, I'm a professional comedian, which makes it sound good. But all that really means is I will lie and talk shit for laughter. And that's it. Don't be fucking cross-checking my references. Anyway, we'll move on. We did some shows, guys, didn't we? By the way, before we started this podcast here, I was just looking at the internet. The internet has gone mental. You know what I mean? And I'll tell you something. If you're a girl out there and you've got a healthy set of tits, why do you not have a million followers? I feel like Gary V right now. If you got big tits, get on the fucking internet. You know what I mean? This is your time to shine. It's lockdown. All you need, the amount of videos I've seen where it's just a girl doing a thing, but she has a big old fucking plate of trifles on her chest, and she's just going, and the tits are wobbling. And you're like, this is just a girl, like, making tea, but her tits are jiggling, and it's got a fucking 1.5 million views. If you got big tits out there, and you're not, you know, a fucking influencer yet, you're basically a fucking idiot. Free money on the table. Not one of these fellas out here having to develop a talent or anything. No. Absolutely. I mean, the place is fucked. You get the girls jiggling the tits. You know, and then what they used to do with, like, Vines and YouTube things would be like, man, let's do a fucking collab. And then two of these big tittied sluts get together and they're like, let's do a thing where it's like, I'll sit with my fucking legs wide open. You know what I mean? Got the legs wide open and then my big titties are jiggling and I'll be between your legs acting like I'm doing something, like, and I'm screaming, and then the camera comes around the side and you go, oh, our zip's stuck, but it looked like it was fucking sawing the box off her, you know what I mean? 2 million hits, baby. Fuck writing jokes. Worse shit. What was the one we seen this morning now? The girl just had fucking sprinkles on her titties. Talk about fucking ruining tits, man. Have you ever had a birthday cake fucking grenade bar? You're like, oh, it tastes good, but I fucking chipped all my teeth on these sprinkles. Fuck that. That's the last thing you need on tits. Keep them soft and nice, you know what I mean? You don't need crunchiness on your tits. Nice crunchiness on the tits. Turning to Greg Wallace in the bedroom. Oh yeah, nice bit of crunchiness around the nips. I like that. Internet's fucked. And here's the worst bit. Dudes on TikTok. Bro, get off TikTok. Because it's, you know, you get a dude who's, like, reasonably in shape, but he's, like, doing all the cuteness that, like, a fucking 14-year-old wee girl's going to look at and be like, isn't he a fucking dreamboat? He is stunning. The guy's, like, fucking singing along to some song. Bro, go to work. What the fuck are you doing, like? Cringe party. There's one dude, and I think he's Irish, but he's in good nick, like, this blonde guy with a beard, and it'll just be, like, you know, something. It's the caption that's, like, not related to what you're doing, but you're basically going, I had no other reason to post this other than look at my six pack. You know, so it'll be like, it'll just say, like, Tuesday's my favorite day. And then I'll be a guy just, like, fucking walking out of a double doors onto a patio, you know, with a cup of coffee. Tuesday's my favourite day. You're so right, hon. Stunning. Fucking cesspool, swear to God. And maybe I'm just jealous. Maybe I'm just jealous that I can't just fucking walk out in my back garden with a six-pack and people be like, you're very talented, well done. Fucking idiots, like. And then you get those pages like Influencers in the Wild and you see people actually recording this shit, you know. You get a fucking 11-year-old on the floor of a McDonald's going, in a sweat-ass pussy, and, like, thrusting the floor. Fucking a, you know, wet floor sign. And the guy that works there is like, you gotta take it outside, please. She's just fucking, you know, fucking a recycling bin. Seen it all. People come, I seen a video, you know, there's like an older white guy got out, pair of fucking like three quarter length shorts, worst shorts of all time. And he's with two younger black girls, which to me screams prostitute setup, you know what I mean? And they're coming out of the sea and he's trying to film, and then they look at it and then it looks like the girl goes, "What the fuck are you doing, man? Can you not even film us coming out of the sea?" And then it's take two. And I've seen it happen live. I've seen, there was a wee girl outside a hospital one time waiting with her parents, and I was waiting in the car on my wife. And this wee girl did 57 takes of a fucking dance. She was sweat, like she was literally like sweating. I was sitting there for about 40 minutes and she's like doing the fucking dance, going back to the iPad. Fucked it up again, man. Trying it over and over and over again. And her fucking fringe was sticking to her head and she was all red in the face and everything. I've never put as much work into anything in my life. Fuck CrossFit. Just do TikTok. Fuck the internet, man. Fuck it. We had some shows at the weekend there, trying to do real talent stuff. You know, working on a craft. I should just go to the gym, shouldn't I? Do fucking setups from the roof, get a six pack. Just walk out on stage. What's the crack, man? But that's not funny, is it? Being hot. We had some shows there. It's been on and off. Obviously, we've had a pandemic. And, you know, I work with the Limelight quite a bit. And they were like, we're trying to get back to it. We're trying to get back to it. They've spoken to all the health and safety people. They were like, how do we make this happen? They had a guy come in and do like a real professional floor plan to make sure it was all safe for the fire escapes. How can we maximize the number of people in here without overcrowding it? Whilst keeping a distance, and they worked it out. They had all the tables distanced. Obviously you're not allowed a wet bar these days, so they threw in pizza, basically. Your pizza was included in your ticket, and each table got a big fucking pizza. It was class, and it was touch and go whether it was going to go ahead. And then they spoke to all the people, they spoke to the police, the health inspector, everybody got notified, everybody, you know, was able to see everything, get a look at everything and okay it. And no one really official was like, this can't happen or this can't happen. But all the people who needed to know about it were like, we can't see a problem with this. And they went ahead and they were fucking brilliant. And yeah, just, you know me, bro, put a bit of pressure on myself. Six sold out shows, haven't done stand-up in 5 months. Class. But it's like riding a bike, as in, if you haven't done it in a while, your hole is sore. But yeah, I went ahead and we're fucking, you know, I was trying to write some material, and for the first show, I was absolutely bricking it, to be honest. We went to the Limelight, fucking, we got some free pizza. And yeah, that was it, man. Just went on stage. Just blind fear. Sometimes you go very outer body when you're doing stand-up. Sometimes if you're like really nervous, you're just like, your body's going, get yourself out of this. So when you're on stage, it's very much like, you know, you're not really in control. But got the first show out of the way, it went really well. And then the second show was a little bit rowdier, because the early show is obviously happening at 7 o'clock and the late show isn't starting to fucking 10:30, so you know, people are well stewed at that point, and we're working through it. So I feel like the first show was good, and then the second show was decent, but it was a bit rowdy and I was trying to push through it. Second night, I would say, I can't remember actually. I think the second show might have been better on the second night. And then the third night, the first show on the Saturday was absolutely fucking banging. It was great. We got it all now, didn't we? Yeah, got it all. So I would say that first show on the Saturday, we'll cut some clips out of that. Our boy Niall filmed everything, getting the backstage. How boring was backstage? Boring as shit. Good job, you have 9 hours of it. Fucking bunch of fat lads pacing up and down, being like, I'm well nervous to talk. Is this not your live stream? Yes, but I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Just choking down free pizza. I mean, shout out to fucking... My supports were obviously Jordan Robinson, Aaron McCann. They did a great job. But they, you know, I got into the building on the third night and I was like, guys, where are you? Or whatever. And Aaron's like, we're at Madame Pho. Or Pho. The Vietnamese restaurant. And I was like, oh, sweetie, by yourself? Because he was staying in Belfast, obviously. No, I'm with Jordy. Brilliant. Then they turn up at the limelight. Then the pizza arrives and they fucking get wired into the pizza. What the fuck? Can't get anything around here, you know what I mean? All these years fucking plugging away, getting to the point where you can have your own green room and people bring you food. And these motherfuckers eat it. Probably not a bad thing. But it was proof to me that, like, if you're doing something quite... if you're going through a stressful time in your life or something that has a lot of pressure on it, look after yourself. You gotta fucking... Don't be drinking through that, or don't be... do what I did, which was, like, stay up very late, eat a lot of shit, you know, try and catch up on sleep, and then go and do it again and be fucking nervous for 8 hours of your day. Because I would just wake up and be like, oh, my back is killing me from being so tense. Or my fucking back is stiff from sitting in the car, and then I feel like shit and I'm tired and everything. You gotta be pro athlete if you're being busy as shit. I should have been on the quinoa. I should have been on the waters. And don't talk to me about waters, because I was getting very diva about the water. First day in the limelight, I was like, guys, is there any water here? And they're like, there's about 3 bottles in there. Right. Second day, nothing there. I was like, what, guys, can I get some water around here? And then it kicked up so much shit by the third day. I walked in, it was like a full shop display. As it should be, you know? I'm not asking for much. I'm not asking for fucking hookers and coke and bottles of champagne. Which some people might think it is. Man, what do you get backstage? I can't get 6 River Rock to fucking save my life. Round here. But anyway, the shows were great. It's weird though to go from writing new material and trying it sort of 6 shows in a row, shuffling the material. And by the time you get to the third one, you're like, I couldn't be fucked saying this out loud anymore. I might well put the whole set online. I couldn't be fucked. I feel like the best way for me to do comedy is just to write fresh stuff every once in a while. Like, if everybody thought it would be cool with me coming on stage with a clipboard, you'll get fresh shit every time. Because obviously people want to, you know, learn the material and it becomes, you know, like an act and it looks like it's fucking effortless. If you guys were happy with me just coming on with a fucking clipboard and being like, what's next? You know, Staffy's eating babies' faces, or like, did that teenager get kicked before he shot people? All the hot topics. But it was all good. It was great times. It's going to make for a really cool documentary. Now, would you say get that up by 5 today? That's a joke, because there's 40 fucking 1,000 gigabytes of footage. Jesus Christ. Let me see Novak Djokovic just rattle his bitch in the throat here. Clip of the week, guys. Famous tennis player with a face like an Afghan hound. Doesn't he look weird, Djokovic? I think he's sponsored by Seiko watches, which is the dream for me, to be honest. Let me get a deal. There might be a space open now that he's fucking smashing larynxes with a tennis ball.
Bizarre moment at the U.S. Open that so many are talking about. Top-ranked
Boom!
Tennis superstar Novak Djokovic abruptly disqualified from the tournament after he hit a ball toward the backboard and struck a line judge in the throat. Adrian Banker has the latest.
By the way, she knew rightly. She was just dropping that in so subtly.
Line judge in the throat.
Hitting a line judge in the throat. Hitting a 7-year-old retired fucking...
has the latest.
Game, Karen Yogusta.
Oh, in the throat, bitch!
Now he's out.
Do you know what makes that even worse? It's obviously, you know, the pandemic and everything. And there's no one in that arena. So it's like, and then she's like, ah! Ah! Echoes around the stage. Ah! I've been hit in the throat. I remember I was playing rugby once, and I was waiting for the other team to kick off. Whatever, I think we'd scored, or it was the start of the half or whatever. And the guy went for the fucking drop kick, but boom, to kick it off. And he scuffed it a wee bit, and it just rolled along the floor. And it was coming towards me, and, you know, a rugby ball is very unpredictable. So it can be like, big high bounce, like this. And it was coming towards me, nice little low roll, like, and just as I put my two hands down, it hit and just hit me right in the throat. And it was unpleasant. And that's a lot bigger than a tennis ball. A tennis ball might be very direct, pop to the neck. However, the guy did kick the rugby ball, so it was moving a lot faster. But not good crack. Open. Novak Djokovic hit a ball out of aim on the court, frustrated after losing a point to Spain's Pablo Carreño Busta, accidentally striking a lineswoman in the neck. Look at his face.
Star player immediately running over as she collapsed to the ground to see if she was okay. Medics running to the court to attend to her.
Wait, guys, we've got a problem here.
We've got a problem here. Deirdre just got fucking wrecked with a tennis ball.
Judges determined she could not return to the match, and neither can Djokovic.
Judges determined she could not return to the match as her trachea was crushed.
Player thrown out of the tournament. He shook Busta's hand and left quickly without speaking to anyone.
You think that it was bad luck, no? You know.
I mean, there's just certain.
Defending their decision.
According to the rules, he had to be defaulted. The Lanapai was clearly hurt. He hit the ball recklessly, angrily, and that was the right decision, I believe.
Title after an already difficult summer. Djokovic apologized in June after he, his wife, and three other players tested positive for COVID-19 at a charity tennis tournament he hosted. With fans in the stands, no social distancing. The star and other players seen partying, close and personal. He admitted they were wrong.
Now, I wasn't expecting that from Djokovic. You know, he's very fucking clean cut. And then they're like, the tennis star was seen partying. He's like, there's some hoes in this house. The whitest fucking guy of all time. But yeah, I mean, it's just bad. I mean, there's certain sports where you have to be well behaved. And then certain sports where it seems, you know what I mean? Like, rugby is very much like, oh, only the captain can speak. And he has to be polite to the fucking, he can only really speak when he's spoken to. To the ref and all, and then footballers can just be in the ref's face like, you fucking wanker! You fucking blind, stupid cunt! You know? But tennis is a very, like, you know, we're all rich. These are, you know, I was talking before this podcast, have a machine return the ball instead of slaves around the, you know, it's very fucking wanky to be like, oh, throw me three balls, and then I go, nah, I don't like that one, and you throw it on the floor, and the guy has to be scuttle over, and thank you. Ball boy tennis runs into wall. I mean, we're getting to the real classics today. Oh, got a text from DPD Ireland. Who is it? Barry? Barry, good lad! Good fucking lad! Barry's on his way. That Barry cunt's busy as shit. Round my neck of the woods. By the way, we ordered two of these microphones from the company that we ordered from, and how do you say it? Toman? You fucking German cunts. I'm supposed to have two of these. Paid for. Now, this is the best clip from tennis of all time. Look, the guy, why do you, bro, how much tennis have you to play before you can be like, oh, this is the dud ball? Unless a dog has fucking ripped it in half. It's all good, man. Look at this guy. A dismiss one ball. He's got four balls, like. It's a tennis tournament. They're all new balls. Hit whatever fucking ball you're given. You French cunt. Throws three away. Like, he has to look at... Imagine in football, you're about to take a penalty and someone just hands you fucking six footballs and you're like, don't know. Ah, fuck, don't know. What do you think? Don't know. Don't know about that. And then you kick them all in different directions. You know, and some wee special needs kid has to fucking scuttle around and get them. Thank you. Ignore that impression. Why'd I do that? It's a classic. I mean, of course, they couldn't just make that out of, like, tarpaulin or something. Of course it's a fucking sheet of tin. It's like he runs into a cymbal. Whoosh. It's like a gong. And it's such a humorless white crowd that no one laughs. Everybody's just like, Why did you make unexpected noise? I'm trying to concentrate, bastard. No one even checks on him. You alright, bro? Do that again. You fucking make any more noise, you're on a plane on the way to fucking Little St. James. Bro! And he just fucking eats it. Oh! Oh man. There it is. Just brilliant. And the funny thing is, you know, they're doing that for free. So they're probably like, listen, you're fucking useless at this job. Fuck off. You're going to Jersey with fucking Savile. Child labour is what that is. That's what tennis is involved in. Would you like the opportunity to stand in the blistering heat for fucking 6 hours? You know? While tennis players try not to fucking snap. There should be a league, right? Tennis is all very fucking, you know. But there should be a league where it's a bit more extreme. And everyone wears black. And, you know, you can wear, you know, different colours and stuff like that. And you're allowed to swear. And you're actually allowed to fight. You know, so if they go like, oh, that was out. And you're like, it was in. Then they go, well, there's only one way to settle this. Racket fight. And they fight the bit out. Anyway. Great. What's this say? Crowd intimidates tennis player.
One of the things I think is going to be... There's plenty of screaming during the rally. It's not coming from the fans.
That's almost as though she's mid-bet for Sabalenka.
I think that's rather ironic.
Please.
Yeah, oh dear.
Oh, that's so Australian. Can you hear that, audio? That's so Australian to be like, the girl goes, oh, every time she hits the ball, and everyone's like, this will be fucking funny. Oh! And they take the piss out of her. Hey, fuck off, you can't.
Just stay out of it right now.
Yeah, less said the better.
I would just... Oh, this... Do you know what? Big tennis episode today. Tennis player can't stop laughing at the opposite... Or the opposite player making a mistake. So she missed it. God damn it, bro. Oh, she's laughing so hard at that. Now, I'll tell you something. You're a tennis player and you're female and your name ends in IC, something of itch. Getting rid of itch, every single one of them. What is that? You know, I'm a being a typical dude here. Even when they're stinking, you're like, something, get rid of itch. Look at them two. Israel? Might have to go to Israel? For some of these hotties? Jesus Christ, look at her. Anyway, it's descending into perving now. But it's all good, man. My name is Svetlana, get rid of itch. And this is my friend Marta's receiver the paper. Best crisp sandwich. We're moving on to questions. If you ever want to submit questions for the podcast, guys, I do a request for them on patreon.com/generalbanterpodcast. Because I've opened it up on the old Instagram. It's a fucking mess. Because we're getting to the point now where there's quite a few people on the Instagram. Not, you know, if I had a fucking big juicy tits and was pulling my fucking leggings halfway up my stink, I would have 100,000 followers. But unfortunately, it's basically, you know, just me and trying to showcase some trainers. Scott Byers, crisp sandwich, spare no dates. When was the last time you had a crisp sandwich? Now just crisps in it. Never. Here's what I have done on occasion. If you're, you know, especially at the in-laws' house, you know, say it's Christmas or something, and they've done a ham and they've done a turkey and they've done a fucking roast beef, and there's a load of like sliced meats there. You know, when you throw it in something with like a fucking you know, like ham and coleslaw and stuffing and shit, you know, and you have a packet of fucking tomato, cheese and onion, maybe chuck it in there for a bit of texture. But I have never, as fat a cunt as I am, I've never went, fuck, know what I'm dying for? Crisps in a sandwich. Give me a real sandwich, put the crisps on the side, 100%. Put, you know, maybe 16, 17 bags of crisps on the side. But no, I've never really went for it. Now, someone said, have you ever heard of the Finland... conspiracy? Not even bringing up. Is this a band or something? Oh, does Finland exist? One particularly... I mean, either way, I couldn't give a fuck, to be honest. I'll never be there. This article... it's part of Culture Trips Finland 100 campaign. There are many crazy conspiracy theories circling the web. Everything from Earth being flat and the moon being fake. Da, 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 da. One particular weird theory going around is that the country of Finland doesn't really exist, having been made up by Japan. I tell you what. For what fucking reason? To scare their kids?
You misbehave, I send you through to Finland.
Where?
Finland.
And the Soviet Union, how could people really believe that an entire country is an elaborate hoax? And I'll tell you something, I care so little about it, I will not read on. Couldn't give a flying fuck. Name one good thing that came out of Finland. Can't think of it. We're moving on, do you know what I mean? I'm not even reading into that. Who gives a fuck? No offence to Ed, but Jesus Christ, man. Any merch planned? When are the hoodies back in? Love the content. Jack Edgar. Yeah, we have a lot of merch sitting here. We're waiting on a few final bits. And we're going to do a little photo shoot. Take photos of some shit. And get it online. Because it's one of those calm before the storm type setups. Where I know we're going to be very busy for fucking, you know, about a week packing shit. And I know there are services out there, but I got an email from like Tea Republic or something. They're like, man, you can earn up to fucking 20% of the profits. Hey, get your armbands on and dive in my hole. You can earn up to fucking none of your profits. We get the rest. Fuck off. Let me see if I can select that bitch. Great chats. Let me see.
Daddy said I will be pilot, and I help everyone. Pilot.
Yeah, he's a pilot. Great. La, you see, this is the spread. We love Pakistan.
My pledge to my country is that when I will grow up, I will be the scientist like Dr. Abdul Kadir Khan.
Funny Pakistan pledge loyalty meme.
Who helped Pakistan making the nuclear power?
Inshallah, we have a bright future. We have here students who are going to make Pakistan the great nuclear nation.
Nightmare. Imagine a fucking child saying that.
I want to make the whole country a nuclear superpower.
Good for you. See you after break, bastard.
When I will grow up, I will be an army and save Pakistan and...
Oh my god. Why are they all so terrified? They're all terrified.
I want to be in the army and make death rain upon our enemies. Good lad yourself. The child wants to go and murder half the planet. Very cool. Next. I want to be in a superpower and become dictator.
There is a boy with some drive-in dreams, wants to be dictator. Fantastic bastard.
Yeah.
Wow, great! Want to murder everyone in India?
My pledge is to help people who are who need for like poor, people money and all this.
I want to fucking whatever. If you got poor, I give you money or something along those lines. Whatever, couldn't give a fuck.
People in Pakistan, great.
Oh, that's so fucking like. Bruno, isn't it? Okay, I want to help world great. Better go.
I
Bro, that guy, is he one of those ones where they cut their balls off before they're like they hit puberty?
Oh, great, very good, what do you want to be? I want to be a... I want to fucking...
What'd they say?
I want to drop nuclear bombs on everyone!
As educational institution as possible, and I'm proud to be a Pakistani!
The next generation of Pakistan is going to make Pakistan literacy 100%.
My pledge to my country...
This motherfucker takes the mic. He takes the mic.
Pakistan's in the mud.
Pakistan.
What a weird thing for like a child to say. I will
end corruption in my country.
If I was that age, I'd be like, I'm going to play for Man United. Didn't even play football at all.
Pakistan's in the mud.
I will be a soldier and I will die for my country.
Yeah, we have soldiers who want to live for the country and die for the country.
Nightmare.
My pledge is to, when I will grow up, I will help the poor people by giving their homes. By giving them homes.
Inshallah, he is going to give homes to everyone.
When I will be a boy, I will reduce.
I mean, how much tape is in that? We have another hour and a half of these to go. It's all good.
Illiteracy, that is my first goal. And my second goal will be to help the poor. Long live Pakistan!
Ending in the world, Pakistan.
I love Pakistan, I will sacrifice my life for Pakistan! I love Pakistan!
Guy's got his face painted.
I love Pakistan! Pakistan!
My pledge is that I will be pilot and I will help everyone.
Oh, this is when they start to meme them up and they like put fucking subtitles. They're going, why don't we be a pilot and help everyone? In fairness, the kids probably don't fucking speak English. Just to
suffer. Yeah, he's a pilot, great!
I want to be a pilot and help make a... I want to be a pilot, great! Fuck you, bastard! Pilot my arse. I want to be going to space! Oh, I want to be astronaut! Fucking bite my tits, fuck off! I want to be a race car driver. You can't drive your fucking finger up your arse, good man. Great. Fuck off.
Amazing.
So then I'll study hard.
Stop the cap. Stop the cap right now.
And that's just black dudes reacting to it, which is funnier than anything ever. We're moving on. Okay, move on then, bastard. Could you make a gym tank? Oh, I've laughed my neck stiff. Dead on mafia style, would be a cool logo to get jacked in, wear after a bath on a Sunday with a beer. What an insight to this guy's fucking rager of a life. Would I make a gym tank? For a laugh, I might make one. Small batch. It's gonna be. Do you know what? A girl could wear a vest. You know what I mean. That'd be a good option for girls. A gym tank. I mean, you could just take one of the regular t-shirts and cut the shit out of it. But, yeah, I might do one for the crack. I was thinking about rash guards. Actually, you could train in or something. And I want shorts as well because you know the big man's never out of shorts.
Oh God, you want to know shorts? Great.
Stephen McCarron, does CBD oil work if you still smoke grass all the time? probably, yeah. Probably. I mean, it's going in your body instead of you smoking it, but I don't, yeah, sure, fuck it. I don't know the science on it, but who knows? Couldn't do you any harm anyway. I mean, unless, if you wanted something for the daytime, instead of banging fucking joints all day. Do you find it absolutely slaughtering yourself in a training session really just resets your shit? I've recently purchased a treadmill as well as a multi-gym as part of my hashtag Tubby Tom regime, which stemmed from visiting my granny recently who told me I was a fat fuck. Keep up the great work. Is the keep up the great work bit to me, or did your granny go, you're a fat fuck, keep up the great work? Yeah, I mean... It's the biggest mind fuck of all time because your your body and your mind is like, I would like to stay in bed today and do nothing. And you really can't be arsed doing anything. And then once you do it, your body takes over and your body's like, yes, I was craving this, you know, and then you can really heat up and then you can really fucking feel great after it. Yeah, I definitely, I mean, I feel like it's unfair. You know, people are like, man, it's all about a chill life. I need to go like to the brink of like, oh, you're really fucking knackered. Then I settle down. And I'm like, oh, I feel normal now. Weird. But yeah, that was from Thomas. Shout out to Thomas. Been getting into making my own flatbread. Oh, great! I remember you said a while back that you do it. Any recommendations on what to put in them? In the actual, like, fucking dough? Or, I mean, because I was putting, like, mixed herbs and shit in the fucking dough. And it was tasty. You don't really have to put anything in it, though. What was I putting in them? I can't remember what the fuck we had with it. Oh, I do know. I had, I went to this farm shop and you can buy a box of like 20 chicken breasts, and I wasn't eating them quick enough, basically. I had about fucking two one day and two the next day, and then I was like, right, these are going to be out of date, and I've fucking 16 of the cunts left. So I like boiled it all and then shredded it and then put it into this thing with like, made like a tomato-y, hot saucy, fucking chili peppery type thing. I was trying to replicate like something you get in Boojum, you know, like a shredded chicken. So I put that in, that was good. You can put steak in it, you can put fucking hummus on it. I don't know. New to Kaelin. By the way, the flatbread thing is good crack till your kitchen is absolutely just hotboxed with smoke, but sure. Get a good extractor. New to Patreon here. Was at the gig on Saturday night and you fucking killed it, man. Fucking yes! Oh, great, Kaelin, great. Couldn't see for the tears. Can we just keep the whole seated and table service and pizza thing? It was superb. Yep, a lot of people said that. A lot of people, you know, people thought they were going out for a limited sort of socially distanced fucking, oh, it'll do for now, weird gig. And most people came out of it going like, this is fucking class. The only shit thing sort of was you had to buy tickets in groups of four or six or eight and they would seat you accordingly, so you can't buy just fucking two tickets or something, which is weird. But you were sort of, you arrived as your group and then someone at the door would take you to your table, and you got, there was a little block with a QR code and you took a photo of that and it opened, and you could then order drinks through an app, and then pizza was just brought to your table. So the only time you had to get up really was to go take a piss. Or not. Some people choose not to, you know what I mean? Just fucking dropped it out the side of the shorts. Pissed into the... But they were giving out like 2-pint cups and stuff, so they were trying to limit the amount of times they're up and down to the table. So, I mean, if you ordered fucking 2-3 of those 2-pint cups, you'd be smashed. But it was fucking unbelievable. I mean, bit of a fucking exclusive here. We are going to start a regular comedy club in the limelight with that exact fucking setup, because that's the way to do comedy now, you know. Fuck telling people, oh, you have a 15 minute break and then 200 people rush to the bar. You just get the drink sent down to you. It's all good, man. Yeah, it was phenomenal. Some guy put up a thing, I actually screenshotted it, but he was like, you know, escorted to your table, order drinks through an app, they're brought to the table, and free pizza. If this is the future of live comedy, I'm fucking into it. Is the US heading for a civil war? I mean, tell me when people are getting shot in the fucking street that isn't kind of already a civil war, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's fucking chaos, like. The cops are just fucking killing at will. Everything's like, everything seems to have a side, you know what I mean? Like, oh, if you do this, you're a fucking Republican, and if you do this, you're a Democrat, or if you do this, you're pro-Trump or whatever, and it's like, that's good enough to get your fucking head kicked in the street now. So it's like, it's bizarre, and then these places are like, oh, we're defunding the police, or this is a police-free zone, and then it's, you know, the police aren't allowed in for fucking 24 hours, and they're like, oh, 18 people died. So the place doesn't know what the fuck it's at. I certainly don't know enough about it to comment, really, but from the outside, it's fucking a disaster, which is pretty shit, because, like, you know, would love to visit America a lot more, but it just seems insane now. And of course, the camera quality gets better and stuff, so you're seeing things and you're like, is this even real? Is this a goddamn crisis actor here? You know, because someone's run down the street with a fucking 8K camera on a stabilizer. But they just bought it for the crack. So it looks like fucking a Hollywood movie. Only people are getting shot dead. Orrin McGonagall. What a mystic name. You need to scale the mountain and speak to Orrin McGonagall. What's your thought on Cobra Kai? Have you watched any of it? I've seen the first two episodes. Flashbacks to Mr. Man. I've seen the first two episodes and I need to... I'll watch more, but I like the way they've kind of... They kind of know it's kind of shit. If that makes sense. You know, they know that there's no way to do it without it being cheesy as fuck. And they've just went ahead and done it. Let me see. Boom, boom. So yeah, I'll catch up on it. But your guy... Bad actor. The bad guy in it. What's this shit? Oh, wait. Wait for it.
Fucking rap, or are you into your fucking drum? Are you guys into your fucking rap, or are you into your fucking drum bass, or rock? What are you into? What's cool?
Probably rap, I reckon.
Rap?
Yeah.
Did somebody say just eat? Did somebody say... Yeah, time to go. Did somebody say just eat?
He smashed it.
Well, that's sad. There's a drunk guy in the street thinking that rap, you know, is anything with Snoop Dogg in it. And Snoop Dogg's in an ad for Just Eat. Weird times. Amsterdam anytime soon again? Well, I don't think so, seeing that they're not letting anyone in and out, because our boy Dutch Frank there, his parents were supposed to come over and they can't, so they mustn't be letting people out or in. Are you planning any more comedy nights in the future? Missed out on the last dates because shit friends. Yeah, fuck your friends, Ben. Yes, there will be regular comedy nights up the hoods. Do you fill your diesel to the neck on fire? To the neck or fire in tenors here and there? Oh, right, okay. Well, my car is petrol, and even the fucking the new old one that I'm getting is a fucking petrol V8. So it's been a while since I put diesel in anything. I have another Mercedes that's not even fucking on the road, like, but it's a diesel. I will throw tenors in here and there. If I can do it, I'll fill it right up. But what happens a lot now is you get a lot of these prepay things and the options are like 20, 30, 50, something else, right? And I did this one time where I was like, I wonder if I pay by card, and I've hit like 50, which will take her up nearly full. You know, I'm pumping that in. Obviously, I think it'll stop when it's filled, you know, it'll click. And it'll refund it or whatever. But I was standing there one time, like, just... And it just started pissing all over the place because there was no click. And I was like, oh, what the fuck, bro? But, so now, sometimes I'll just... If it's the prepay thing, I'll just put in wee bits. Because I'm terrified that I'm just going to fucking piss it all over the floor. And there's probably a way around that, but I am an idiot. So, you know. Are you heading for Kincastle anytime soon? I'll hook you up. With the Daniel O'Donnell calendar, if you are. Actually, I am. I'm actually going in a couple of weeks. Up down Donegal there. With the whole in-laws. Hopefully the new car's ready for that and I can just take it up the road. Cost me $7,000 to get there. Have you ever tried any Olympic lifts, clean and jerk, snatch and so on? Also, there's a new strength and conditioning gym open close to you. You should try it out. Who are you? What do you mean close to me? Where do you know? How do you know where I am? Yeah. No, I haven't. I haven't ever done that. I mean, I feel like I need a fucking reset. I need to be doing like fucking yoga and bodyweight stuff for about 2 months. I think I fucked myself just working out too much and like working through injury and everything. And now I'm just like sore. I need to do some very basic like shit. I need to go back the ways. Although I've been doing a few of those recently, like bodyweight stuff and even hitting a punch bag. And I've been feeling good, man. Apart from today, I feel like shit, but...
Do you want to make a difference?
Jim Hollister, the man who tells us it is.
Thanks, Rick.
Oh, stop! There's nothing like...
Much.
And I'll set up fucking...
We can do it so much better.
What I like about the TUV is that you stand your ground, you don't roll over.
Turn your back.
I'll roll over for you, Jim.
Disgust.
It's not just
present my rump.
Big scene that things are a mess. Look at health and social care.
Sadly lacking.
Hey, Dan.
Jim Hollister. I'm fed up with politicians saying one thing and doing another.
Call a halt.
We can't go on like this.
Having.
This is the worst thing.
And I want to be part of that.
You deserve that.
Go on like this.
These setups. I don't want to go on like this. I'm sick of politicians saying things and not actually fucking doing them.
Having brought
just cut all the different audio cuts, you know what I mean? I'm in the street. I'm in the... Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I want to be part of that.
I would like to be part of that.
You deserve better. Let's shake things up. Let's stand together. And let's restore honesty. And let's make a difference together.
The worst thing I've ever seen. Be funny if he was like, I would like to, for politicians to see... To do things, and when they say they're going to do them, instead of not doing that. And then that woman just goes, oh great, very fucking good, stupid cunt. Typical. Typical prods, eh? You're not going to fucking acting school. Hello, Jim, I'm fucking sick of this shit. 90th take. Ugh. Terrible. My stomach just rumbled. How about that? It's the first time in 12 years that's actually happened. We need to rattle through these questions, man. What's this video?
When a laptop, you don't...
Can't watch that. It's a music thing, I think. Right, let's rattle through these. How much did the Bell End heckler on your Friday night show annoy you? I wanted to see if I could fit my 2-pint glass up his hole. Yeah, I mean, I can't remember specifically that show, to be honest, who was heckling. But yeah, people are fucking out of their minds. Like, I do comedy. And, I would be very embarrassed to draw any attention to myself at a comedy night. It has happened one time before when I was sitting there quietly and fucking Neil Delamere, I know he's being very kind, pointed me out in front of everyone at the Fringe, but I was scundered and he was being very complimentary. If it was the other way and I was drawing attention to myself, making a comment, I'd be embarrassed. But yeah, I mean, I tell you who was missed on that night, Maureen, because she's like the fucking, she's like what do you call those people at an exam, an adjudicator? She'd fucking just walk around and be like, you know, just say to a bouncer, like, see that person over there? They coughed a little bit too loudly, so could you take them out by the neck and kick their fucking shit in there, please? Thank you. Thanks very much. In fact, people missed that. We did the gig in the office and, Willie Thompson was here and he was talking. We're all out the back. We're all glad to see each other. No, we were talking shit and we're making too much noise at our own gig. And Maureen was like, shh. And Willie goes, oh, it's good to hear that again. It's been a while since I was told to fuck up by Maureen. Marky, hitting you with all the big questions. How do you shave your taint? Here's what you do. You get one of those fucking Manscaped yokes because. Instead of the wee razors being metal, they're plastic, so you can really dig it into your taint meat, and it's not gonna cut it the way the normal ones would. So yeah, you really just get flexible, you know, really get work on that hamstring flex and just throw that leg up on a windowsill or something, and you will, you know, there will be a fucking small shaving mirror type thing or a little mirror that girls use for makeup or whatever, and don't be afraid to put that right underneath you and see right up the taint and star. My new pub. Right, here we go. I have two questions. Have you seen the video of the kid who can't say subscribe on YouTube? It's right up your street. I don't even know where to find that. Send me a link. Have you heard of Ralphie May? Yes, I have. He's my favorite American comedian ever. Unfortunately, he's not longer with us, which is a shame. I'm coming to NI. Who's ringing me from Coventry? Bro, who's after me? The FBI? I'm coming home for your NI shows in SSE. Can't wait. Thank you and keep doing what you're doing. Yes, that's from Neil Stewart. Ralphie May is a beast. Big fat bastard. And that's what got him in the end. The guy was huge. But fucking beast. And I think there's all stories about him. Like, you know, he would do fucking, like what I did at the Limelight Day, he would do like six shows, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, in a different comedy club. And he had enough shit where he would do like a new, he would do a different R every time. So the guy was a fucking animal. Like, dropped a lot of N-bombs for a white guy, must say. But he was in with the black crowd, you know what I mean? There's certain comedians are sort of handpicked. And they get the green light from, like, a black audience. And he was one of them. So he was like, yeah. Dropping inwards. Let's see if we can get a sample of Ralphie May. Short clip. Let me see. Is there anything short? Is there anything short? No, I don't even know where to start. Every bit is like fucking 6 minutes long. But he put there's a full special there of him from just the Laugh Factory. Anyway, check out Ralphie May. I'm not going to go through that right now. Last question, David Ord. Belfast taxi tours are a disgrace. That being said, would you ever consider driving a comedy taxi? Could be comical itself with adornments, etc. And where in the world would you drive it? Do you know what? Paddy McDonald is an actual ex-black taxi driver. And he did this for a while. And I think he did like a comedy tour, Belfast tour bus thing. So he kind of has that covered. I wouldn't know enough about what I'm looking at to make fucking jokes about it. Whereas he would. He should start that up again. That'd be good during the pandemic. You know, you get a fucking, you have four people in the back of a taxi and you just drive around drinking. And he's like, look at the fucking state of Bobby Sands in that photo. Or whatever. But that's it. That's the end of the questions. That's the end of the podcast, I think. I think so. Is there messages going in here? What the fuck? The fuck is this? Let me see. Just checking the inbox. I heard you said you were going to sell your old mics when the new ones come in. I would definitely be interested. Well, there you go. Class. Well, that's the end of it. I shouldn't have read that out loud. That was more of a DM. But sure, get people's business out there. You know what I mean? The mics are £800 each. I'll tell you that up front. Bought them for 60, but you know what I mean? I've spat all over them. So that's it, guys. That's the end of the podcast. I recently uploaded the video version of the podcast I did with Hunk Papa. I'll get that on the Patreon. Might actually be up for the public now too. But sure, what can you do, man? You know what I mean? You got the audio early. But that's it. If you want to get any CBD, links below, flowcbdltd.com. And if you're on the Patreon, there is a post about a discount code. So that's it. Cheers for listening. Cheers to everyone who came out to the shows. We've got some great video to put out, hopefully. And we'll see you next week. Thanks very much. And fucking... I won't mention dogs ever again. Apologize.